In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In these three feast days after Christmas, we have set before us three different examples of holiness. We have St. Stephen, who was a martyr in will and in deed. We have St. John, who was a martyr in will, but he was not martyred physically. He was not martyred in deed. And then today we celebrate the holy innocents. They were martyrs indeed, but not in will. They were too young. They had no agency in their martyrdom, in the martyrdom that they suffered. Yet they did die still for the sake of Christ. Some might make the case that salvation of a soul must require an act of the will. But we see here that the church has regarded these souls that were slain by Herod to be characterized by holiness, to be characterized by innocency. Martyrdom has always been considered a baptism and thus incorporation into Christ. And these young children were martyred and thus are considered part of the church. And the epistle this morning from St. John's revelation of Jesus Christ, the epistle links these babies with those slain who were part of the 144,000, the innocent that even now worship around the throne of God. What are we to make of this? How do we apply this to our lives? Well, Matthew 18 begins, "At that same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them. And he said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me." I will not say that there's no place for sophisticated theological discussion and contemplation. It's important that we do grow out of our childishness, that we wrestle with the meat of the truth of God. But may this never be at the expense of a childlike innocency, of a childlike faith. Our salvation is not based upon what we know, but who we are, and specifically who we are in Christ. It's based upon what we love, and love accepts the truth of God without demanding to be convinced. It accepts Jesus and follows wherever he leads. To have such faith is a very difficult thing. We are beset by doubts and fears and self-concern. I was thinking this morning that if you ever look into the face of a newborn, they are completely enamored with the face that is before them. They have no sense of, oh, I'm staring awkwardly at this person. They simply just receive the vision that's set before them. God grant us the grace that we would not have that self-concern, that we would not have those doubts or those fears, that we had shed these things. And God grant us the grace that we would only know Jesus and to trust him with our lives wherever he may lead. To trust him, even if it leads to death. We give thanks to God this day for these holy martyrs, not only the holy innocents, but also St. Stephen and St. John. Lord, give us grace to follow their good example. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.